Wednesday, April 1st. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. There is a huge amount of social media news to talk about today. First, Meta is testing a premium subscription on Instagram that would let you do things like view a story anonymously, see how many people have rewatched your story, create unlimited audience lists for stories beyond just close friends, and a lot more. We will talk about that on today's show. Additionally, TikTok has partnered with Cameo so that you can purchase Cameo videos from TikTok creators. We will get into that. Additionally, the YouTube team has rolled out the ability to like all the comments that you've received on your videos at once, and they also share some strategy around using channel insights in order to get brand partnerships for your YouTube videos. All of that plus Wednesday Waffle on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with the TikTok news. Cameo and TikTok have announced a new partnership. If you're not familiar with Cameo, it's actually a great website. I've used it quite a few times. It allows you to purchase custom videos made by notable people, actors, creators, authors, other famous people, and they will say what you like in the video. So for instance, they could wish someone a happy anniversary or do something else creative that you have in mind, and you could pay a small fee to have them do that. I love Cameo because it actually gives you a lot of creativity. The next time a family member or a close friend asks you to make a video for someone's 50th anniversary or whatever, you can use Cameo to get a famous person in that video. And it really makes it a lot more fun than just you. Here's a clip from the Cameo CEO to explain the TikTok integration.
Have you ever been scrolling TikTok and you come across a video that's so funny that you're like, I need to go book a Cameo from that person immediately? If so, you are really in luck because today we are announcing the launch of Cameo for TikTok. Starting now, Cameo Talent will be able to add a special link to the bottom of their viral TikTok videos that will enable TikTok users to book cameos directly from within the TikTok platform. On behalf of the entire Cameo Famio, we could not be more excited to bring the magic of Cameo directly into the world's fastest growing social network, TikTok. I hope you enjoy. Our team couldn't be more excited about it. You're going to love it.
If you want more details around that, I will link to the post from the TikTok team in the show notes so you can check it out. All right, let's move on to the Instagram news. Instagram is testing a new subscription called Instagram Plus, which gives subscribers exclusive features. For instance, if you subscribe to Instagram Plus, you would have the ability to view a story without the person who posted the story knowing that you watched their story. Additionally, if you subscribe to Instagram Plus, you could see how many people have rewatched your story. You would also be able to create unlimited audience lists for stories, not just close friends. So you could segment your audience by grouping followers into different lists instead of just having the option to share with everyone or that limited group of close friends. Additionally, subscribers to Instagram Plus can extend their story for an extra 24 hours and choose to spotlight a story up to once per week. Subscribers can also give an animated super like on others' stories and search their story viewer list quickly to see if a specific person looked at their story instead of having to scroll through the entire list. Meta didn't say which countries it's testing Instagram Plus in, but it seems that it's in Mexico, Japan, and the Philippines. And depending on what country you're in, affects the cost. In Mexico, it's around $2.20 per month. In Japan, it's around $2 per month. And in the Philippines, approximately $1 per month. Okay, let me give my take now. First, I really like the price of this because compared to Meta Verified, some of those plans starting at $12, $15 a month, going up to $350 a month, this is just a couple of dollars per month. And some of those features would make Instagram a lot easier to use. For instance, the ability to search through the list of people who have watched your story would be incredibly helpful. If you have hundreds or thousands of people who are watching your story, looking for one specific name kind of feels like a needle in a haystack. So being able to search for that quickly is great. At a couple of dollars a month, this feels more like a microtransaction kind of cost, and I appreciate that. Not sure I would 100% subscribe, but I really like where Instagram is going with this. All right, let's move on to the edits portion of the episode. the at creators account had a really good overview of some of the features on edits that you might not be aware of or might not have used recently. They give some examples of how you could use these features in your videos, and although the audio version does not 100% do it justice, I will link to the video version in the show notes so that you can watch it for yourself. Here's the clip.
When editing the perfect video in edits, these are my go-to features you need to know and actually start using. Number one, overlay looks like this one. The overlay feature lets you add visual elements and B-rolls on top of your videos, which instantly reinforces your message and makes your content more dynamic. Cutout feature looks like this one. When you overlay an image, you can use the cutout feature to remove the background so it looks cleaner and more professional. Use it in visual elements or people. Auto caption feature looks like this one. We love simplifying editing. Instead of writing captions manually, just use the auto caption feature. It generates everything for you instantly. Then you can style them however you want. The copy and paste feature. You can copy elements and text from previous videos and paste them directly to your current project. Link feature. This is actually one of my top favorites. You can add your account link or another video you posted, and it's totally clickable. I recommend to add it at the end. That way you retain your audience and direct them straight into another one of your videos. The more you use these features inside edit, the more natural and effortless your editing becomes. Now tell me in the comments, which feature are you gonna try out first? Bye guys.
The audio doesn't 100% do that justice, but I will link to the entire video in the show notes so you can watch it for yourself. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, Lauren from the Creator Insider team is going to explain how the YouTube team has added the ability to like all the comments on a post at once and how to use Channel Insights to get brand deals. Stick around. Welcome back. Here's Lauren from the YouTube Creator Insider team explaining how they've added the ability to like all the comments on a YouTube post at once. Here's the clip.
We're introducing Comments to Heart, a new way for creators to save time and streamline the acknowledgement of positive feedback. We know hearting comments is an essential tool for community recognition, yet the current manual process of reviewing and hearting comments individually can be time-consuming, especially for high-volume channels. Our new feature, Comments to Heart, will help creators identify comments and will allow them to heart them at once rather than individually on Studio Mobile. We'll be rolling this out to all creators this week, and the team would love feedback, so leave it below.
Okay, I'm going to skip ahead in Lauren's video to the next relevant bit, which is where she explains how to use Channel Insights to get brand deals. I think this is a great reminder about this feature. Here's the clip.
Lastly, we want to remind creators of the setting in YouTube Studio we introduced last year that will allow eligible channels in the YouTube Partner Program to share insights with advertisers, brands, and third-party platforms. The creator economy is growing, and more advertisers and brands are eager to partner with YouTube creators. But at times, it can be hard for advertisers to tell if a creator is the right match because important channel information is not available to them. On average, creators who shared channel insights were surfaced 60% more in search results for potential brand deals within Google's creator search tools compared to creators who didn't. This is because brands prioritize creators who provide transparent, detailed channel data. With additional information, advertisers can be more confident in the creators they select for campaigns, which in turn may lead to more overall collaboration opportunities, higher revenue ad partnerships, as well as higher shopping affiliate commissions. On average, creators who shared channel insights received over 2 times more brand inquiries through Google's creator search tools compared to creators who didn't. The Channel Insights sharing setting can be found under Studio, then Advanced Settings. It's off by default, and creators have full control to turn it on or off at any time.
Okay, that's the end of the clip. If you want to see the whole thing, I will link to it in the show notes so you can check it out. That is it for the news and strategy portion of today's episode. But if you want to hear me do Wednesday Waffle, where I talk about another topic that may or may not be related to social media, stick around after the music.
Instagram news got you covered. Sometimes even TikTok. Relevant platforms in the metaverse ahead of the wave without a break or a pit stop. Still waiting for Zuckerberg to give me the big job. Pause. Use trademarks and logos with Insta's permission, of course. If you like the show and you gain some good info, maybe leave a review. It's a type of applause. Just drop me a message if you want to collab. If you got some good content or you want to run ads, at Daniel Hill Media is where I am. TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you.
hey, thanks for sticking around to hear me talk about something else. I mentioned Cameo earlier on the episode, and when I first heard about Cameo, I thought it was a silly idea. But during the pandemic, one of our friends graduated high school, and her friends and family were putting together a video for her because we could not have a graduation party in person. And so my wife decided that we would order a Cameo from one of the people from The Office because our friend who was graduating high school loved The Office. I thought this was a silly idea, but then once my wife ordered it, I actually thought it was pretty cool. Here's a clip of what we got.
Hello, Kaylin. Kaylin, surprise! Yeah, you didn't know it was going to be me, did you? Well, Dan and Lauren, they reached out to me and they told me that you are going to be a graduate of the class of 2020, high school graduate, Kaylin. That is huge. That's what she said. Now, I understand you're a big fan of The Office. Thumbs up for me. This guy loves, he loves to hear that. And I also understand you and your friends play Office trivia games for fun. Well, here is the most difficult. This was like the final quiz question of some quiz thing somewhere. That's not specific, but no one ever gets it right. Usually it's because I'm looking right into their face, but we're going to try it right here. If you get this right, you win a million Shroot Bucks. What is Gabe Lewis's middle name? 5 seconds. Susan, that's right. Did you get it? I don't know. That's what she said again. Congratulations on being a graduate of the class of 2020 during this crazy times. Here's the thing. You'll never forget it. I barely remember my high school graduation. It was just, you know, another party. But when this thing is done, yeah, you'll have something to celebrate. Being a smarty pants and also that we made it through this. So you party. Nice.
In case you couldn't tell, that was Kevin from The Office. I'm not sure if I mentioned that before, if it was clear. Let me do one more Cameo that I purchased. A friend of ours was making a video for her husband for their anniversary, and she wanted all his friends to record a clip and send it in, telling a story about her husband. Of course, I was going to do that, but I wanted to go the extra mile, so I got a Cameo from Purd from Parks and Rec, because that's hilarious. Here's the clip.
I'm Purd Happily, here to report on our number one Purdvert, Christopher Chris Barnett, in a special segment of You Heard with Purd. We surveyed 100 people and asked, how well do you know Chris? How well do you not know Chris? How well do you not know Chris? 22% said they do not know him. 33% said they do not know him. 65% said they were confused by the question. And then there was this guy. And now a new segment I'm calling, Are You There, Purdverts? It's me, Purd, hosting a new segment. For more on Chris Barnett, here's Shauna Malway Tweep.
Hi, I'm Shauna Malway Tweep. I met Chris Barnett at Action Park a few years back. He asked me for my number, but then he never called me. I did get a call to be in an Action Park documentary, though. I heard Chris is married. Do you think he's happy? Does he ever ask about me? Do you think he still has my number? Also, buy my new book, Tweeping Up Appearances, by me, Shauna Malway Tweep.
Okay, you get the idea. If you're a Parks and Rec fan, you would probably understand more. But anyway, Cameo is super fun and really great way to make normal videos a lot more creative. As always, thank you for listening.